A common theme that's emerged from the objects of this week has been the changing views of what constitutes an acceptable pleasure. At different times in world history, spice has turned into vice, or vice versa. But enjoying a work of art like the Admonition Scroll has always been entirely acceptable, and the scroll itself carries the record of those who, through the centuries, have been lucky enough to look at it and enjoy it. And today, astonishingly, I am one of their number. I'm in the specially built East Asian painting conservation studio here at the British Museum, where the entire painting is laid out. It's about 20 feet long. The story of its creation is a process that brings together artists of different periods, and since it was completed, the scroll has been continually cherished. The starting point was a long poem written by the courtier Zhang Hua in 292 AD. Then, about 100 years later, so around 400, a famous painting, now believed to be lost, incorporated the poem. The painted scroll that I have in front of me now was probably completed 100 years or so after that, but it faithfully copied and captured the spirit of the great painting. And there are indeed some who think that this may be the celebrated original painting itself. But whatever its precise status, this scroll is one of the most celebrated examples of early Chinese painting to have come down to us. About half of the scroll is made up of painted scenes, each one divided from the next by lines from the poem. As the scroll was slowly unrolled for you, you would have read the poem and then been able to see only one part at a time. And that sense of unfolding is a key part of the pleasure.